Welcome to Brighton Broadcast News for Friday, July 28th, 2023. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. And wow, do we have a special episode for you. Coming up after the audio segment, which I will record later with whatever breaking news is popping up, we're going to have an interview with Sayer G from GreenMed Info with some astonishing information about how to regenerate your body, how to heal in ways that modern medicine says are impossible, or after they see it happening, they say it's miraculous. Well, kind of like what happened with my finger. Remember, I almost severed this finger right here. Almost cut it off. That was 9 weeks ago now, roughly. And I was able to regenerate the nerves, regenerate the blood vessels, regenerate the skin with almost no scar whatsoever. I didn't go to the hospital. I didn't have any stitches. But I used lion's mane mushroom. I used, you know, turmeric. I used superfoods. I used nutrition and a lot of vibrational medicine, energy medicine methods to experience a truly miraculous, remarkable regeneration. And so in today's interview with Sayer G, he tells us more about how there are cardio regenerative substances that can actually help your heart regrow damaged heart tissue. Did you know that? Did you know that your liver regenerates itself? Did you know that you can regenerate neurological tissue? I did. I regrew nerves in this finger. And I now have even heightened sensitivity that is much higher for texture sensations than what I had before. It's miraculous, but it's all actually very real. And so in this interview today with Sayer G, you're going to learn about how to regenerate your body. And by the way, we have Sayer G's information coming out for free on Brighteon University, brightu.com. This class called Regenerate Yourself Masterclass, it begins August 5th. That's a Saturday, I believe. You cannot miss this class. Again, it's a masterclass from Sayer G. You're going to learn how to regenerate, how to heal, how to do things that modern medicine says are impossible. But it's all actually based in physics. And, well, I guess it's more than physics. It's also mind, body, medicine, and spirit. But it is consistent with the laws of the cosmos, is what I'm trying to say. It's all very real. You can register now to watch that class for free. I think it's 10 episodes. You're going to love it. It's going to be a game changer. It could very well change your life. So brightu.com to register for that. Stay tuned for the full interview with Sayer G here today that you're going to absolutely love, because I always love talking with Sayer G because he always blows my mind with all kinds of things that he's talking about as well. We get into cymatics and things. And then stay tuned for the audio segment of this broadcast coming up next, where I'll cover the headlines of the day. All right, so this is going to be an information-packed episode of Brighteon Broadcast News. So audio segment next. Stay tuned. You're going to love it. Well, the debanking continues now, targeting myself. So you know how Nigel Farage was debanked by, what was it, NatWest or Coutts, whatever it's called, in the UK? And this crazed, this climate change pushing female CEO named Allison Rose. She was the first female chief executive of NatWest Bank. And she said she's going to tackle climate change. And so she debanked Nigel Farage. She got caught lying about it. And she's now resigned because Nigel Farage basically did some badass judo on her and expose her as the insane, discriminatory liar that she is. In fact, the entire board of that bank should resign at this point. Here's a tweet from Holston Wollstonecroft, who says that Coutts are at stage two of female CEO syndrome. Here it is. Stage one is corporate installs first female CEO. And then step two, remakes the entire business according to politics of the day, which would be climate change and wokeism. And then number three, profit revenue warnings within 5 years. Number four, bullies other women to cover their tracks. And then number five, blames toxic masculinity. Right, so of course they debanked Nigel Farage. What an extraordinary thing. And then, of course, Dr. Joseph Mercola, his staff, and their family members have been debanked by J.P. Morgan Chase, as I pointed out yesterday. Even though J.P. Morgan Chase is more than happy to bank with Jeffrey Epstein for quite some period of time, enabling child sex trafficking and child raping. So, oh, that was okay with them. They never debanked Jeffrey Epstein, but they did debank Joseph Mercola and his Mercola Market business in Florida, and the Stephen Rye, his CEO or CFO, and Stephen Rye's family members and children were all debanked by J.P. Morgan Chase because how dare you sell nutrition? How dare you teach people how to heal? You know, you're going to get targeted by the weaponized banking industry. And now, today, I have been debanked by Robinhood. Not J.P. Morgan Chase, which I was kind of expecting. I'm keeping my account there just to kind of see what happens, but by Robinhood. So I've had issues with Robinhood for several weeks where I had purchased some crypto and I attempted to send a very tiny amount of Bitcoin off the platform after I had purchased it, and they froze the Bitcoin trade or all the crypto actions on the Robinhood platform. And I was trying to sort that out with them, couldn't get anything done. Their customer service appears to be non-existent. And so earlier today, I said, I'm tired of waiting. So I never had that much money with Robinhood. And so I was trying to log in and just transfer $1,200 out back to my bank. Not even crypto in this case. Just, hey, I got a $1,200 balance there. I just want to transfer that back to my bank. Because from my bank, I can transfer that over to Kraken, by the way, and I can buy Bitcoin or Monero or whatever I want over there at Kraken. That's working great. So I try to do this on Robinhood, and it gives me the following message with a giant warning sign. Your account is under review. Transaction failed. Your Robinhood accounts are restricted due to a recent review. Now, what does that mean? It means they seized my funds. They froze my account. And the reason they give me is because they are reviewing the account. So, in other words, they're the reason the funds are seized. It's their fault. All I was wanting to do was send the money back to a regular bank. The warning says, we'll need to complete our review before we can provide additional support, which means you can't even ask them for support now. No action is needed, they say. We'll notify you once our review is completed within 7 to 10 days. Now, that's probably 7 to 10 business days, which means 2 weeks. So basically what Robinhood just did, probably because I'm the health ranger, Robinhood just said, hey, we're just going to steal your money. We're shutting down your ability to do anything, and we're shutting you off from customer support, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. Just wait 2 weeks and hope and pray that maybe you might get your money back. But in the meantime, it's ours. That's what Robinhood just did to me. And notably, J.P. Morgan Chase didn't even do that to Mercola. They didn't, like, Chase didn't steal Mercola's money. They just said, you got to find another bank by this upcoming date. Basically, like, you're no longer welcome here. You know, but that's what Chase did, which is bad enough. But Robinhood actually seized my funds. They're holding my money hostage. Granted, it's only $1,200, but for a lot of people, that's a lot of money, you know? I mean, and this should be illegal what they're doing. So this is my point in all of this, that what they did to Nigel Farage in the UK, what JP Morgan Chase did to Dr. Mercola and his employees and their family members, what Robinhood just did to me, I believe that the people who work at these financial institutions should be charged with felony crimes of financial terrorism against their own customers. Because in all of these cases, Nigel Farage, Joseph Mercola, myself, the health ranger, we did nothing wrong. We weren't laundering money. We weren't hacking their systems. We weren't trying to cheat in any way. There was no security incident. You know, we never reported any security problem. We were all debanked because of our speech, because of our knowledge, because that we teach people about freedom and liberty and nutrition and health and prevention, all these things. We are debanked because we are people who help humanity be free. That's why we are debanked. And to Robinhood and JP Morgan Chase and Coutts or NatWest or whoever it is in the UK, damn all of you to hell. For what you do, I hope to God that you get criminally prosecuted or at least civilly sued for your viewpoint discrimination against your own customers. And I urge everybody out there, do not bank with JP Morgan Chase. Do not go to Robinhood. Do not use Robinhood for anything. They will steal your money. They will seize it, freeze it, sit on it, and cut you off from customer support. And the reason I know that is because they just did that to me, merely because I tried to withdraw money that I had already deposited from my bank. Think about that. They hold your money hostage, and then they tell you there's nothing you can do about it. Now, think about it. If you or any one of us, if we went into a bank and forced them and said, give me all your money, I'm seizing it for 2 weeks, and there's nothing you can do about it, well, we'd be charged with, I don't know, robbery or making threatening statements or, I don't know, financial crimes, who knows what, all kinds of felonies, right? But when the banks do it to you, oh, they never get prosecuted, do they? They never go to jail. So they have the power to carry out acts of financial terrorism against we the people with no repercussions on their part. And this is why, and you've heard me say this now for several months, this is why I've said we have to get out of the traditional finance system. And in fact, the entire reason why I even signed up for Robinhood in the first place was to buy crypto and to get the crypto off the platform, which apparently they don't like you to do that. It's like, oh, don't you dare use our service for what we said it should be used for, or we'll freeze all your money. So apparently on Robinhood, you can only keep your account active if you don't use it for the things, for the services they offer. That's an interesting business model. And as you may recall, a little bit later, I signed up for Kraken, which has turned out to be a really excellent platform. But Kraken also initially froze my account. And there was one point where I had been frozen by four different platforms. Frozen by Gemini, which is still the case, by the way. They still haven't resolved it. I was frozen by Coinbase at one point. Frozen, all the funds seized now by Robinhood. And initially, it was frozen on Kraken. And Kraken actually sent me an email that said, you're no longer welcome here. You can never use Kraken again. And after I went public with it, as you may recall, Kraken actually reached out. They did a little investigation, found out that they made a mistake. They apologized. They reinstated. And basically, it turned out that they thought someone was trying to impersonate me. But since they reinstated my account, since then, it's been incredibly smooth. So I've been on Kraken buying crypto, which means trading dollars for crypto, and then offloading that crypto into private cold storage wallets. And so I've been doing exactly what I said I was going to do, getting out of the banking system and moving it to crypto, where I have self-custody so that I have control over that money. Because as you're seeing with Nigel Farage and Joseph Mercola and this thing with Robinhood, we don't have control over our money in these banking institutions. You don't have any control at all. In fact, by the way, I've downloaded and I'm running the Bitcoin Core software right now, which is syncing all the blocks from 2009. So that's got to take a while. But I'm running my own Bitcoin full node, essentially, because Bitcoin's part of this ecosystem. And, you know, I like privacy coins. So, of course, Monero is part of this equation, and so are some other coins and so on. But my point is, my experience tells me that any money left in the traditional banking system, even in online trading operations like Robinhood, any money that they can steal from you or seize or freeze, they will. And so I'm getting everything out of the system that I possibly can. And every day it's being confirmed to me that that's the right decision. Because more bank failures are coming. I believe that bank bail-ins are coming and bank seizures are coming. And those of us on the front lines of this, like Nigel Farage and Dr. Mercola and myself, of course, we're targeted first, but you will be targeted coming soon. Everything they do to me, they'll do to you a little bit later. Trust me. Remember, they censored me first, and then they censored everybody else. So they're financially debanking me and Mercola and others, and then that's coming for you next, too. So let this be the canary in the coal mine. You've got to get out of the traditional financial system, and you've got to take self-custody over your wealth. in my opinion. And you know, I've talked about self-custody before. Gold, silver, and crypto. Those are three things where you can actually have custody. I mean, real estate to some extent too, if you live on it. If you live on the piece of land, then yeah, you have custody, unless the county decides that they want to sell it, or they have eminent domain or whatever. Right? So you don't really own land. You're basically renting it from the county. But when it comes to gold and silver and crypto, you really own it. It's in your custody. You control it. And when it comes to privacy coins, there's nothing that any government can do to even know how much you have or how to get it. They can't automatically take it from you, and they can't freeze it. So big middle finger to Robinhood. Yeah, you can freeze $1,200, but you can't freeze my Monero wallet. You can't freeze my Bitcoin wallet. You know, you can't freeze my silver coins that I bought last year. You can't freeze any of that stuff. They can only freeze what they control. And our goal is to give them less and less control by getting our assets out of the system. And that's exactly what we are doing. Now, I need to clarify something here too, because we are currently accepting on Brightown.com four different privacy crypto coins as a tipping system. Well, we're not accepting the coins. We're allowing fans to send crypto tips to their favorite content creators directly. It doesn't go through us. But we natively support the QR codes for four different privacy coins. And those coins are Monero, Epic Cash, Beam, and Firo, which is spelled F-I-R-O. Those are the four coins we natively support. And an issue came up earlier today that I think I need to address. The fact that we accept those four coins does not mean, and it should never be interpreted as my endorsement or even Brightown's endorsement of investments in those coins or investments or speculation in projects related to those coins. So somebody came on the Decentralized TV chat group and was shilling a project called Epic Cash ECK, ECK, which is some kind of, I don't know, it's a new blockchain that the Epic Cash people have launched that, you know, frankly, look, I can't tell you what to do, but I won't touch that. I will have nothing to do with it. That's my decision. And I just don't want anybody to assume that just because we accept Epic Cash or Beam or Firo or Monero, that I don't want anybody to think that that means we endorse everything related to these coins and their projects and their founders and all, everything else that they're trying to do. We don't. And this is why I don't recommend any specific coins. I've never said that you should buy a specific coin, or I've never talked about price targets or speculation or anything of that kind. I'm all about the utility of these coins. I want to allow people to send tips to each other. And I want to allow people to be able to have private digital money that enables them to engage in transactions that are private, or to store value in a private way so that it's almost impossible for anyone else to confiscate. That's why I'm an advocate of privacy crypto in general. And like you, I'm still assessing everything that's out there. The strengths, the weaknesses, the size of the projects, and the liquidity. I mean, I'm on Kraken, and I'm watching, by the way, the liquidity of XMR, which is Monero. And I find it amazing how much liquidity this coin has, by the way, as a privacy coin, because the spread between buy and sell offers, the spread is only 0.172% right now, as I'm looking at it. It's not even half a percent. It's not even 0.2%. It's less than that. So the spread between buyers and sellers is very narrow, and the volume is quite large. If I go to coinmarketcap.com and look at the volume that's traded in Monero, it's astonishing to me. Now, I know that these volumes can be manipulated through automated bot trading and so on, but the 24-hour volume of Monero is over $100 million worth in one day. Over $100 million. And the market cap of Monero, which, I mean, you could make of this what you will, but it's almost $3 billion. The circulating supply of Monero, 18 million coins. I mean, this coin is, it's the number one privacy coin. It's got a ton of liquidity, which means it's relatively easy to get in and out of Monero. I find that fascinating because, you know, compared to a lot of other privacy coins, Monero is orders of magnitude larger. But other privacy coins have some pretty amazing technology, and we've interviewed people, top people involved in these other projects, and those interviews are what we are featuring at decentralize.tv. And in fact, we recently interviewed, posted the interview of Beam, which was Alex Romanov, and that was a fascinating discussion. People really enjoyed that. And then we just posted yesterday an interview about cold fusion or low energy nuclear reactions, which has nothing to do with crypto, but it's about decentralized power and, you know, power generation, everybody being able to move off grid, a revolution in energy creation that's clean with zero emissions, by the way. So if you missed that interview, definitely check that out at decentralize.tv. But then the next interview that we're about to post, by the way, is with Ruben of Firo, F-I-R-O. In fact, I think it's Ruben. I'm pretty sure it's Ruben, but I don't know. We've filmed 12 episodes, and I have a schedule of what's coming out next. I think Firo is the next interview. And when you see that interview, you're also going to be amazed because it's a really fascinating discussion about what Firo is working on, namely Lelantis Spark, which, again, you have to watch the interview to find out about that. So some really amazing technology, and yet Firo is 1/100th the price of Monero, and Beam is something like 1/40th the price of Firo. So it's like the prices are not a good measure of the technology. Sometimes the tech can be quite good, and yet the popularity of a project might be very low, and so not a lot of people are buying and holding that coin. But my point is, in all of this, the big picture is, I'm here to help investigate these different coins and projects. I'm here to share those investigations with you. You'll notice I never recommend specific coins. I never recommend specific prices or speculation of any kind. I always have some constructive criticism about coins and projects as well. And so do not take anything I say as an endorsement or a recommendation to buy or sell a specific coin. I will share with you my personal opinion of projects to avoid, in my opinion, from time to time. Like I said, I'm not going to touch Epic Cash ECK for reasons that I don't have time to go into here, but forget it. That's off my radar. But I'm not going to ever call for you to go into something. And I'm never going to tell you, oh, it's going to the moon. And by the way, if any of these projects were to misappropriate my interviews to say that I was personally endorsing their coins, I would ask them to stop that, to remove that, take it down, because I'm not personally endorsing anybody's coin. I found a lot of technology that I really like. I've found and met some people that I really like, who I think are really mature and are doing some great things in this industry, like Ruben, for example, at Firo. Ruben is a super likable individual from what I know of him so far, right? But we are also going to run into projects that are not that interesting or people that are not that great. You know, I mean, it's a mixed bag. So use your own best judgment about all of this. And frankly, if you have no stomach for price volatility in the crypto space, then you might be better off just sticking with gold and silver. Because gold and silver, physical, you know, not complicated, no password, you don't need to memorize a seed phrase, right? Works when electricity doesn't. You know, you don't have to do backups and you don't have to have cold storage, because really all of it's cold storage as long as you have possession. So if crypto just gets too technical, just stick with gold and silver. But if you don't mind the tech behind crypto, then crypto has these amazing advantages, such as being able to send it or to store it in your head, in essence, by memorizing the seed phrase of a wallet so that you have portability of wealth that no one even knows you have and no one can take from you. This is a key advantage, and you can send crypto internationally in minutes, and you have self-custody, which means no government can stop you. No bank can stop you. No bank can seize your crypto funds. And even technically gold and silver, if you haven't hidden it well, a government could come along and try to take it from you. But they can't take privacy crypto if they don't know you have it or don't know where you keep it. And you might keep it, again, just in your head because you've memorized a wallet seed phrase, which can be as easy as memorizing 12 specific words in a sequence. And frankly, that's not that difficult to do. So, advantages and disadvantages for all of this. I will leave this segment, or wrap it up here, with the following story that Sam Bankman-Fried, who's the giant fraudster behind FTX, as you know, has had criminal charges dropped against him now related to campaign finance violations. And this is based on a technical issue. So remember, this guy who touted himself as the billionaire, maybe trillionaire, who's going to give away all his money, you know, always beware of people who say that you got to buy into their project because they just want to give away all their money. That's what Sam Bankman-Fried promised the whole time. Well, he was actually giving away money to Democrat candidates for the most part, helping them get elected in the last election, which, of course, was rigged. And so these were bribes. These were just straight-up campaign finance bribes. Well, guess what? He's not going to be prosecuted on that. Funny thing, isn't it? When you give money to Democrats and you violate the law, there's always a technical issue. It gets dropped. No harm, no foul. You know, honest mistake. But if you were to violate campaign finance laws and give millions of dollars to Republicans, you go to jail for multiple life sentences. Oh, they would never find a loophole for you. There would not be a sweet Hunter Biden deal with the DOJ for you. No, you would do double time, triple time, you know, full sentence, right? If you gave money to Republicans. So Sam Bankman-Fried actually did have it figured out. He knew that if he bribed Democrats, that he would be essentially untouchable. And guess what? It's proving to be true. It's proving to be true. How much you want to bet this guy never does a day in jail for scamming billions of dollars out of millions of innocent people? I bet you he doesn't do a day in jail. Meanwhile, the people in jail, January 6 people, innocent protesters, they're going to be in jail, rotting in filthy jails in D.C., probably for years to come when they did nothing wrong. So apparently your only real crime in America is not committing enough crimes that favor Democrats, you see. So I guess if you're going to carry out financial crimes, I mean, even Jamie Dimon figured this out at J.P. Morgan Chase. If you're going to be part of a giant financial criminal child trafficking rape operation, just make sure the Democrats benefit. And then you'll never have any criminal charges filed against you. Is Jamie Dimon or J.P. Morgan Chase going to be criminally indicted for being part of a sex trafficking money laundering operation? No, of course not. Never. Selective prosecution, folks. The system is rigged. You already know that, but this is why you have to have self-custody. The system is rigged, and they will take from you what they can. And it won't be fair, and they will never follow the rules. They will only selectively prosecute you based on your viewpoints and your speech, while they will grant immunity to the real criminals of society who are destroying everything, including the human population and liberty and the First Amendment and Second Amendment, come to think of it. Those people will have legal immunity. So there you go. Take control over your assets or plan to lose them. It's funny, while I was talking, I have this screen up here about Monero on Kraken, and now the spread is only 0.06%. I mean, man, talk about volume. That's just wild. This is really an unstated massive success story for a crypto to be this successful, even though it's been dropped from so many exchanges. It's amazing. And there's a reason why nobody stands up and says, yeah, I'm the person in charge of Monero. You know why there's nobody like that? Because they would be immediately assassinated. That's why, you know, by the government, by the deep state, or they'd be arrested. So I don't blame them. That's why I will never interview the quote founder of Monero, because I have no idea who it is. And it would be pointless to even try, because whoever it is deep hidden down some deep rabbit holes somewhere, never to surface into the public domain. That's for sure. You can bet on that. But anyway, I think I'll wrap this up so I can buy a little bit more Monero on Kraken right now. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brightian.com, and be sure to check out my new show, Decentralize.tv. Welcome to today's interview on Brightian.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brightian, and also the publisher of NaturalNews.com. And over the years, one of the most extraordinary people that I've ever known in this space of nutrition, natural healing, and spreading knowledge that helps humanity heal and helps end human suffering is Sayer G. And Sayer G is the founder of Green Med Info. He's the author of a book called Regenerate that's extraordinary. And importantly, he has a new program that's launching with us on Brightian University, a multi-part program called Regenerate Yourself Masterclass. It begins streaming August 5th, 2023, and it's free. You just enter your name and your email address at brightu.com. That's B-R-I-G-H-T and the letter U, like Brightian University, but shortened, brightu.com. Regenerate Yourself Masterclass. And so the author of that masterclass, the producer of it, joins us now for what I think will be a really fascinating interview. Welcome, Sayer. It's great to have you on.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike. And you're quite the inspiration, actually, considering the topic, given you just demonstrated radical regeneration in your own body. So you're my inspiration when it comes to this as well.
Oh, wow. Well, gosh, I guess I should tell the audience what you're referring to, although this interview is about you, not me, but it is actually related. So, you know, I almost severed this index finger here 9 weeks ago now. And I've shown this before, but I actually have a video. Here's the laceration. And it was really bad. It was gnarly. And I lacerated the tendons on the sides there, the lateral tendons. I cut the nerves and I cut blood vessels. And I had a partial injury of the primary ligament underneath the finger. But using natural medicine and nutrition, including turmeric, by the way, and lion's mane mushroom and things that you teach, and also vibrational medicine, tuning forks for ultrasound frequencies and infrared light and so on. Here it is now, just 9 weeks later, and fully functional. I'm doing Rubik's Cube, everything, and the doctors can't believe it. So that just happened, and it was scary, but healing works, yeah. Right?
It's beautiful because, so for me, that's just a classical example of how our body is so capable of regenerating from really any disease. Although I think because we've been, in a way, mesmerized by the sorcery of allopathic medicine, especially when it comes to, let's say, oncology, that there are these diseases that are idiopathic, that we don't know what causes them, right? Even though it's clearly that, what, 100,000 carcinogens in our environment, for example, right, that contribute. That's right. But then, of course, as you've done such great work on, Mike, you know, with these cause marketing campaigns, the premise is that we don't know what the cause is. So we just have to keep marching and raising money for some future, you know, pharmaceutical cure. It's a form of gaslighting, right? And so when people have the experience of scratching their knee and bleeding, and then a few days later, they're healed, that's such a great example of what our body's capable of. It's just that we've been, you know, misled into thinking our body can't regenerate from, you know, this whole pantheon or bestiary of diseases that the allopathic system has set up as, you know, quote, incurable.
Well, so you make a really good point that this idea of regeneration is not really taught. It's not in media or in medicine. Rather, it's degeneration. And you hear it all the time. That, oh, just with age, you naturally lose your joints, your brain, your kidneys, your heart. Just with age, everything just falls apart. Now, granted, that is the experience of a lot of people, but especially people who are taking a lot of pharmaceuticals and eating processed junk food and who are nutrient depleted and who aren't taking care of themselves, of course it's going to fall apart. But what you teach is regeneration, which, as I've recently discovered here again, you know, prove this yet again, the body wants to rebuild itself. It wants to. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And so what you're speaking to is really the power of the mind to determine our health destiny. And the messaging that we receive, of course, is constantly saying that we cannot heal from the various complaints, for example, that we have. And ultimately, that's why your message and my message, you know, our colleagues like Joe McCullough, it's so helpful, right, for people to realize that, no, actually, it really starts with your mind and believing that it's possible, because that's what provides the conditions for making it possible. And, you know, for me too, Mike, I was deeply inspired by the discovery that our body has within it and an immortal thread of cells, which are known as the stem cells, right? And they actually, in the germline expression, which includes the sperm and the egg in the ovary, they're technically immortal and have been replicating since the beginning of biological time, which, you know, according to one prevailing view, is about 3.4 billion years ago with the last universal ancestor cell known as LUCA. But even that cell, which is really the grandmother cell, grandfather cell of all things living in the tree of life or spiral of life, may have been deposited through panspermia, or, you know, basically a fungal cell coming from someplace out in space, depositing the first cell here on Earth. And then there are other views, of course, because there's terraforming. You know, Luc Montagné's profound study published in Nature showed that you can teleport DNA. You know, so now we're getting into a whole other realm, which we might not want to jump too deep down right now. But the point is that fundamentally, we have immortality built within the very structure of our body. And when people start realizing that and understand that, for example, cancer is really a regenerative instinct and process in response to extremely adverse, you know, conditions in our environment, which are unnatural, you know, non-native EMF and all these toxicants, for example, we're exposed to. It's our body basically recruiting an immortal, intensely beautiful, powerful regenerative process to deal with the onslaught of constant attacks from the engineered environment of toxicity. And ultimately, those stem cells will exhaust themselves if, you know, they're plagued every single moment by trillions of exposures, right?
Well, no, I just want to jump in because that you mentioned something really critical. And I want to make sure the audience understands what you're saying. You said cancer is really a regenerative process. And I've also tried to explain this to people as well, where a cancer tumor is often trying to regrow your entire body. And this is why they find sometimes teeth and hair inside a cancer tumor. It's almost as if this group of cells has decided to grow another entire being from the DNA that you have. And it's, whereas modern medicine describes cancer, again, as a degenerative process, oh, your body's breaking down. Actually, it's trying to regrow just in a disorganized way. So it's a lack of organization, which is a lack of information that the cells need in order to be structured and intelligent about the way they regenerate, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, that harkens back to Nicholas Gonzalez's work, where he innovated this trophoblast explanation for fundamentally what cancer is, which once again is the stem cells really trying to grow or generatively respond to conditions of degeneration. And in the sense of the fetal tumor concept, it's very helpful in understanding that is what's going on, is that the body's doing its best to regenerate. And, you know, if the epigenetic environment, like the conditions within those cells, are constantly being deprived of the proper nutrients, or you're getting excess petrochemicals, nanoparticles, etc., then it can't conform to that blueprint that is always available, you know, that's part of our energetic body of health and well-being. And, you know, basically, it's almost like a form of immortality, I believe, that our body connects to. It's like our soul is immortal. So the body has access to this perfect template and does the best it can with the conditions of the earth right now. But that's a really good example. Yes, exactly. Cancer is, okay, one example is we don't get cancer, right? We don't get sick because we have cancer. We're already sick, and cancer is an expression of that. So it's another way of kind of looking at it very differently.
Right, absolutely. And we see how modern medicine has grossly oversimplified many things, and they use labels, or let's say a description of symptoms, as the name of a disease. For example, high blood pressure. So every doctor believes that high blood pressure is a disease. It isn't. It's an observation of a symptom with an underlying cause that they never treat. So they artificially try to lower blood pressure with a toxin that basically poisons the heart and suppresses its function. And then the blood pressure goes lower, and then they say, oh, the disease is cured. But why is the blood pressure high? You know, what is this person eating? Why is their blood all sludgy and it doesn't flow well? But they never address that, right?
I mean, this is such a great example. In fact, in the Regenerate Yourself Masterclass, in my book, I focus a lot on the cardiovascular disease feeding frenzy out there when it comes to big pharma. And, you know, the reality is that when presented with the number one cause of death in the Western or developed world, which is heart disease, and now, of course, with the mRNA vaccines, it's just become far worse, is that they never look at the root causes. And the fact that the cardiac tissue regenerates with the use of neocardiogenic substances. In fact, every tissue in our body has a little population of stem cells embedded there in quiescence, ready to come and regenerate that tissue. So absolutely, when it comes to hypertension, they re-describe the symptoms in this disease-mongering system, right? And they just reify it. Oh, that's the disease. And then they suppress by any means the very symptoms that are the body's way of healing and addressing what's out of balance. So it's just a remarkable, almost sorcery-like inversion. In fact, the original Greek term for pharmaceutical, right, comes from pharmacia, which means sorcery, and it means poisoner. And then you go even farther back, and pharmakos is a Greek word for a human sacrifice. So it's really fascinating, right? Because what's the number one form of human sacrifice on the planet today? Well, it's the pharmaceutical industry and, of course, the vaccine industry.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But let me bring it back to your masterclass here, because you just mentioned something. You said there are cardioregenerative substances that exist. And I know that when people watch the masterclass, they're going to learn about some of those. And you know, there are also in your book and in your work, you know, hepatoregenerative substances and neuroregenerative. But could you talk to us a little bit about what are just a couple of things that are clinically proven, you know, published science shown to help your body repair and regenerate heart tissue?
Yeah, that's a great question. So some of those compounds, which are actually also available on GreenMedInfo, if anyone wants to look at the primary literature, include things like red sage, which is an herb that it doesn't get a lot of attention, but has this very powerful way to stimulate these cardiac stem cells. Then you have things like resveratrol, which is an incredible compound and is in the category of what's known as a xenohermetic compound. And these compounds are found throughout nature. They're also known as polyphenols. So green tea has catechin, turmeric has curcumin, resveratrol is found in grapes and other substances, even chocolate. And those polyphenols are produced by plants in times of stress, which actually, when an animal eats them, stimulates longevity pathways and resilience pathways within their genetic makeup. As a way to confer survival advantage to the animals that actually help function as the reproductive system of these plants. So in other words, angiosperm plants, which are fruit-bearing, the basic plants that produce 70% of the food we eat on this planet, and those complex animals have had this love affair and this interconnection going for 200 million years. So when we eat the berries of, say, the pomegranate bush, And it helps to regenerate our reproductive system and even our heart, because that's probably my favorite thing when we're talking about regenerating the heart. It's actually pomegranate. What happens is that that plant benefits because traditionally we help to spread the seed. And in exchange, it helps to heal our body and even replace, in some cases, the function of the mammalian ovary. So the pomegranate actually contains estrogen in the form of estrone and other steroid hormones like testosterone. And in the rather cruel animal model where they take out the ovaries of rodents to induce menopause and bone loss, they give some of those animals pomegranate berry, which is an ovary of the plant, and it's as if they never took the ovaries out, which helps explain why cross-culturally those who ate pomegranate experienced longer lives and had more prosperity and abundance and fertility. Another thing about pomegranate is it bleeds like blood. And it's been shown, this amazing Israeli clinical trial showed it can literally reverse the plaque buildup in the carotid artery, significant reversals of plaque. And wow. Yeah. And you can imagine if this was a pharmaceutical product, I mean, they probably wouldn't even release it onto the market because it would heal people, but it would be a multi-trillion dollar, blockbuster. But of course, it's just a food.
Right. And the FTC attacks the Palm Wonderful company for linking to government published clinical trials talking about the benefits of pomegranate. I remember that. But back to your example, I love how you're talking about the interaction between plants and animals and humans. And so resveratrol, a miraculous molecule, perhaps, I mean, it's on my top five list, by the way, and I take that every day. But I know that grape plants, wild grapes, for example, when they're attacked by a fungal infection that begins to affect their leaves, they will produce more resveratrol in response to the fungal infection. And so then those leaves and then the grape skins themselves have more resveratrol. The animals eat that, and then they can spread those grape plants to an area where perhaps that fungal infection does not exist. So it's a signaling system for mutual survival and mutual abundance. But yet what do we do as modern humans? We come along with antifungal chemicals, we spray the grapes, kill the fungus, and nullify the resveratrol, and then genetically modify the grapes to have no seeds, and then we serve that at the grocery store. Here's nutrient-depleted, genetically engineered crap grapes that have no nutrient value whatsoever. That's called fresh food now.
Absolutely. I mean, you said it so well. And you know, what's interesting, Mike, is there's also this other molecular mechanism, which is that all plants and all animals contain these little exosomes. They're like viral size nanoparticles that contain microRNAs, which, as you've seen, pharma is going crazy over the manipulation of messenger RNA, both in terms of the new category of GMOs, like the corn on the market is a double-stranded messenger RNA GMO that is probably really screwing with people, unfortunately. And of course, the mRNA platform for vaccines, which they're trying to deploy, permanently throughout the world to change our genetic makeup. But in the case of nature uses microRNAs to deliver essential nucleic acid between the kingdoms of life. So the pomegranate is able to transfer essential genetic information directly to my genome and vice versa. Because when we excrete the vegetable material, the microRNAs and all that go into the soil and they consume it. That's why if you do aquaponics, you add tilapia, you add the animal component, you can have fruit-bearing trees, right? Like this cycle is essential. So we're constantly in this open source system where our genetic information is being transferred horizontally, constantly. In fact, that's why viruses, their primary role is actually to help to act as a conduit for this free flow of information, which is what enables us to adapt in real time. Because the whole protein coding genes are the holy grail, and that's what makes us tick thing is completely ridiculous, actually, now post 2005 with the first draft of the human genome, where they only found right. 20,000 genes, right?
Right. What a joke that was. They thought it was going to define the entirety of human existence.
Exactly.
And it's a shadow of it.
shadow, and it was the tobacco industry that funded so much of that research because they were trying to gaslight the world into thinking that like chain smoking had nothing to do with your lung cancer, but it was in your genes. And this concept that there's this germ of disease and mortality that's somehow, you know, inherited from your distant ancestors. It's a ticking time bomb that goes off, and your health and disease risk has nothing to do with what you're actually doing, like what you're eating, what you're thinking, what you're exposed to, is the biggest gaslighting campaign that's hundreds of years of architecting, where most people still today, Mike, as you know, because that's all we've ever tried to do is wake people up from this, is they still think that disease has nothing to do with their choices or what they're eating or not eating.
It's incredible. It's amazing. Yeah, their doctors just gaslight them constantly about that. And I tell you, almost everybody I know that's suffering a medical problem right now, that medical condition is caused by a medical intervention prescribed by a doctor, either a drug or, you know, some kind of surgical intervention of some kind. It's incredible. But look, I want to remind people, this entire course, Regenerate Yourself Masterclass, it's free to watch. This is a must-watch course. And it begins August 5th, streaming for free, one episode each day. I think it goes, what, 10 days? Is that right, Sayer?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 10. Anyways, just go to Brighttown University, which is brightu.com. And register there for the masterclass. And all you have to do is just enter your name and email address, and you can just sign up and watch it. Also, you have the option to purchase the full download of the entire class if you want to watch all the episodes on your own timetable. And of course, that purchase helps support Sayer G's efforts as well as our platform, Brighteon. But Sayer, could you tell us a little bit more about the chapters or the sections of this Regenerate Yourself Masterclass, what people are going to learn?
Sure. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, there are a number of sections that actually deal with really inspiring people around the miracle of the body being the highest and most powerful technology ever discovered. And that's beginning with the reality, which is that every disease that we've ever been told is sort of hanging as a dark cloud of inevitability over our lives, is completely preventable. And if you have been diagnosed with one of these, reversible. And that's based on cutting edge physics and biology. And the physics and biology is what I love most sharing, because people don't realize this, Mike, but every mitochondrion in their body, and there are quadrillions of them, has the electric field magnetic strength potential of 30 million volts, which is equivalent to a lightning bolt. And where does that potential energy come from? You know, this is where the new physics comes in, and quantum biology, which is that our body has the capability to transduce vacuum energy, this plenitude. Okay, so in classical physics, what's empty and invisible has nothing to contribute to us, right? It's just nothing. But what they found is that at absolute zero, right, there is this quantum jiggling going on in the substructure of what we call reality, right, at the level of the quantum of action, which is so powerful when it's scaled up and added up that, you know, Richard Feynman, the famous physicist, American physicist, said that there's enough energy in just a cup of empty space to boil all the oceans of the world into steam. And so what I've discovered in my research is that when you really look at quantum biology and understand how the body's energy is produced, we're literally transducing from the vacuum of, you know, sort of zero point energy, everything that we need. And that explains why there are cases, anomalous cases of yogis, for example, that live off of ether literally for decades. Some of them don't even drink water. I'm not suggesting anyone does that, but what I'm trying to show people is that if you really understand the miracle of the body, not only does it contain a thread of immortality, literally all your ancestors that have ever lived still exist within you. And this is what something Thich Nhat Hanh says. If you look at the palms of your hand, all previous ancestors are still living and breathing in the pulse of who you are. I mean, it's a miracle. So when people start understanding this and they start to remove, you know, the nocebic, you know, the sort of poison of allopathy, saying that, you know, we can't cure cancer, we don't know what's causing it, it's going to take you out, and realize that we have the ability to access literally infinite energy, which also transduces in our mitochondria into matter, meaning our body has the ability to convert that free energy into the material we need to live. Look at an air plant, for example. They're living literally in the air. How are they doing that? A lot of this has to do with what's known as biotransmutation of elements, which
I'm just going to ask you that. I'm glad you brought that up. I know that the physics people watching this are going to be pulling their hair out over this discussion, but I was looking at silica and all the different applications of orthosilicic acid in human health and bone health and the removal of aluminum from the blood and so on. And I stumbled across a report. I need to dig some more on this, but the report was that there were experiments conducted on chickens of controlling their feed to give them no calcium whatsoever. And it found that these chickens were able to transmute dietary silica and other elements into calcium in order to keep producing eggs. And I was shocked to read this, but this is exactly what you're just talking about right now. The biological system is producing somehow or transmuting to create the minerals or elements that it needs to survive. That's what we're talking about.
That's it. That's Louise Chevron is most famous for having brought this topic to public attention in the 60s. And he was actually nominated for a Nobel Prize. So he was a very well-respected French intellectual. He went through 200 years of observation, going back to William Prout back in 1785 to 1850s when he lived. And he found that when they looked at incubating chickens, they found that hatched chicks had more lime or calcium in their bodies than originally present in the egg. So it was not contributed from the shell. And one of the things that all these observations of nature resulted in was that living systems have the ability to transmute elements into one another through low energy transmutation. So it's similar to cold fusion. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Low energy nuclear reactions. I've interviewed guests on that. Leonard, as it's called.
Oh, really? I'd love to see that, actually. Oh, wow. Well, that's the beauty of what we're discovering is that, you know, ultimately all the soil on the planet is actually, I think, a byproduct of living systems creating their own environments, you know, their own elements that they need. And the physics behind this, it was actually an army scientist in the 70s, and I go into this in depth in my book, that tried to test Louise Chevron's ideas. So in his report, which was published in 78, it was called Energy Development from Elemental Transmutations in Biological Systems. He found that the mitochondria are working like mini cyclotrons or particle accelerators, and that the criteria he applied showed that they fit every criteria for being a cyclotron, the mitochondria. So the stacking of magnesium, ATP, in a helical manner, enabled the acceleration of protons within the mitochondrion to relativistic speeds. And then somehow that converted it into the atoms that were required by, you know, the cell to thrive. So
wild.
I know.
That is wild. But it brings up then the obvious question, you know, so how can people be nutrient depleted? Or what's stopping them from creating, let's say, the magnesium that they need? Because we need magnesium in very large amounts, relative to other things like zinc. So what's stopping humans? Is it just the toxicity of our world?
I would say 100%, Mike. I mean, I asked you before the interview, I'm like, what age are you? Because, Mike, you to me look so young and healthy. And given the work we do, where we're being like attacked by literally global intelligence agencies and like governments, it's like, how are we still functioning and relatively healthy and full of life? Well, because every day I wake up and it's a miracle that my body is dealing, probably even where I am, you know, right now being interviewed, there's probably 100 Wi-Fi signals just trying to like basically corrupt my field.
Right.
But every day I wake up, it's a miracle. It's because our body is doing infinite number of things right now to adjust to the needs of the moment, including generating our own elements. But over time, of course, there's a toxic burden that accumulates. And that's a lot of what actually in Regenerate I'm trying to help people understand is that we need to start implementing more of the detoxification protocols that nature has built into certain foods, for example, versus more heroic approaches, which are sometimes necessary, you know, using, you know, certain herbs or colonics, et cetera. But we can use our food as our medicine. We can use it as our healing, you know, sort of strategy. In fact, part four of the book and a good part of the masterclass is around the ancestral diet, which is looking at the things we've eaten for thousands of generations that only in the past 100 years have we truly diverged from. So I'm hoping that people will come back to those basics.
Well, again, your book is amazing. And your course is, even though I haven't seen it, I know your work, so people are going to be completely blown away. It's called Regenerate Yourself Masterclass. Again, you can sign up and watch it for free at Brighteon University, which is brightu.com. It begins August 5th. Again, free to watch. This is a can't miss. This is going to change your life. And in fact, along those questions, Sayer, along that line of questioning, one of the things that I used on my finger was tuning forks. And the reason I use tuning forks is because we had covered a story a while back, and I don't have the name of the study. You probably know it better than I, but there was a study that talked about how ultrasonic sound frequencies were able to reawaken senescent cells. So kind of zombie cells that were still hanging around in your tissues, but not really doing anything. They were reawakened, reinvigorated by exposure to very high frequency sounds. Now, I know that tuning forks, because I've studied sound healing in the past, tuning forks, even though they say there's a specific frequency that they function at, like they might say, oh, this fork is, you know, 433 hertz or whatever. But that's just the bass. There are multiple harmonics above that and above that and above that, octaves and octaves and octaves. And all of those, if you slap a tuning fork and you put the stem on your joint, all those frequencies get propagated through your own bone structure to all the tissues that are hanging off your bones. And so I use that constantly. And so my question to you is, you know, energy medicine, sound medicine, vibrational medicine, what, how rich is that world in terms of healing?
It's huge, Mike. I mean, I think you've struck to the core of what was once the heart of very highly advanced civilizations. You know, my whole understanding of our present state is that there were pre-Younger Dryas, you know, pre-13,000 years ago, extremely advanced civilizations on this planet. And we still have evidence of that throughout the world with megaliths and, of course, the Great Pyramids. That's a acoustically very significant structure. In fact, the Great Pyramid and the King's Chamber, that's not a sarcophagus in there. That's an acoustic resonance chamber. And I'm actually going there in October, an expedition.
No kidding.
Yeah, with John Stuart Reed, who invented the cymoscope. He laid in that sarcophagus almost, was it 25 years ago, and had a healing experience. Like, his chronic pain just left his body. And then he devised a instrument that could transduce visually these frequencies so we could look at them and then study the things you're talking about. And so we're going back with that device, a portable version, to try to decode the acoustical structure and intention of the builders of those pyramids. And my understanding and his understanding is that we used to heal pretty much exclusively through intention and through frequency.
So cymatics, I'm sorry to interrupt, but this is really critical. Cymatics, a lot of people have looked into that. I have as well, but you're saying your partner there has something where you can basically tone into a microphone, and then it visualizes, based on the physics, the frequencies of what you're toning, and those look like those like Tibetan mandala art type of thing, right?
Exactly. They're called cymic lifts, and in fact they participate in universal codes, you know, which you could call cosmes, the universal language. And they are the basis for all forms of life as we understand them. You know, the first forms of life, if this is the true origin story, in the ocean were initially cymatic patterns. And then with, you know, the The hypothermal vents, right? And then also things like cavitation in the water, you have the elements for life right there. But cymatics are the basis for everything. And the appearance of us being these flesh suits, the reality is that we are all waveforms or standing waves. And so when you're using these frequency healing, it's actually very hard science that is making that possible.
Yeah, and I find it amazing that through this instrument, and there's nothing woo-woo or new age about it. It's like an oscilloscope, but it renders a full circle. Like it's just a holistic oscilloscope, basically. It's taking the sound and then presenting it as an image that's circular instead of just a line, right? And I find it amazing that you can change the structure of the world around you by altering your voice, by changing the way you speak or the toning or even the overtones. And, you know, you can do harmonics in toning. That's one of the things that I learned years ago was how to do higher harmonics simultaneously with voice toning. And it's everybody's capable of using that.
Amazing. I think that, like cats purring are an example, they're healing themselves. And that's been well established, the mechanism. So, these sorts of discussions we're having, I think, are all part of people, you know, once again, becoming masters of their own health destiny, sovereign, being able to heal themselves with the simplest of things, you know, so that's the beauty of it.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's all real. That's what I'm saying. I've got to connect with your cymatics guy.
I would love that. I mean, are you interested in like this Egyptian expedition? Because we're just like we're still like kind of formulating how we're going to do it. We have some scientists involved. We have a Nobel Prize winner, Josephine, who sponsored this study. We're actually going to take recordings of water that exposed to the chambers with chanting, and then we're going to put them in a Faraday capsule. And then bring them back to his lab and analyze them to try to prove the whole water memory.
Really?
To support homeopathy. And we have a Nobel Prize winner that signed off on this because we needed the permission of the Egyptian government. They just had gave so many roadblocks, but I think we're going to be good.
Oh wow, I can't wait. I mean, you're into so much cool stuff, Sayer. That's why we love working with you. Oh, I should mention, by the way, we are partnering with you to launch a new website called consumerwellness.info. Now, it's not quite done yet, but here's a kind of a preview of the site right now. Consumerwellness.info will feature a Sayer G special reports on regenerative substances, downloadable free PDFs. And the first one is actually on turmeric. And I've seen the first draft of that. It should be ready soon. But Sayer, this is amazing. I can't thank you enough for being willing to let us distribute your content and to kind of, you know, we're adding layout and artwork and whatever to this, but this is going to be a really powerful thing to get this information in the hands of millions of people.
Well, I mean, you're very humble and I really love working with you because we have similar values and missions, because really when you offered this opportunity, I was like, this is incredible. I've spent 20 good years putting this research together. But as you know, due to the global deplatforming attempts, they've taken out most of our social media and we're starting to not be able to get as much of that research out. They want to focus on one issue, right? Which is that we're anti-vax, right? Which isn't true. We just provide information showing vaccines are not safe and effective. I mean, it's in the peer-reviewed and published research, but they've tried to do this hatchet job on us. So the actual beauty of Green Med Info, the 10,000 different topics that we have all this research on, over 100,000 studies, that's what we want to get out. So when you offered this, Mike, this was incredible because now we'll really be able to get out all that amazing, empowering information on the science of natural healing to the world.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. And I'll tell you, turmeric is just the first report of many yet to come. And it's all based on your research, Sayer, and your database that you have at greenmedinfo.com, which is really extraordinary. It's an incredible resource. It should be what the NIH is doing. You know, the NIH should be doing what you're doing, in other words. And frankly, the FDA should be doing what I'm doing, which is helping people prevent disease and heal and eat healthier and have, you know, more superfoods and so on. But of course, they're just attacking all of this. And, you know, I'd like your comments on this too, because this is a relatively recent situation. But Dr. Joseph Mercola, you know, was he was debanked, and his CFO Steve Rai and his family members were debanked by JP Morgan Chase just recently. And they even said, I mean, they banned Stephen Rai's wife and children from ever banking with JP Morgan Chase. But that's the same bank, Sayer, that did business with Jeffrey Epstein and helped enable child sex trafficking. And they didn't seem to have a problem with that. But if you teach people how to heal with nutrients, then, oh, you can't bank at JP Morgan Chase.
You nailed it. I reposted what you put in your newsletter, because that's absolutely what is so atrocious about this, is that they're financing, you know, sex trafficking and pedophilia on one side, and they won't allow, you know, a health advocate and his employees and their children to bank. Well, ultimately, I think you've been doing a great job, though, Mike, of helping prepare the world for what is seeming inevitable, which is we're going to have to get off of those toxic banking institutions anyway at some point.
True.
So, but as far as what they're doing, yeah, what they're doing is implementing a social credit system for the world that includes private entities and anyone conducting business online. And ultimately, if you don't, you know, if you don't get in line and you don't comply with their absurd narratism, their scientism, their tyranny, then unfortunately you just get your chip turned off, if you will. So, you know, that's what you and I and others that are obviously part of our community are working to create this alternative timeline, which is exactly opposite to that. And that's what feels so good about working with you.
Absolutely. And to add additional explanation to that, I want our audience to understand that what you are teaching, Regenerate, that's the name of your book, that's the name of this masterclass, Regenerate Yourself. That is the antithesis of what the globalists are trying to achieve, which is exterminate. So they are literally trying to exterminate humanity. So if you teach people to regenerate, to heal the infertility that's induced by the mRNA, for example, then of course, Sayer, you're going to be among the top targeted enemies of the extermination globalists who want to eliminate humanity. So I think it's to your credit that you're targeted, because they realize how powerful your message is, that your message is about the future of the human race and how we live, how we make it.
I appreciate that, Mike. And I feel that's why I'm in your company right now, because we have been, if anything, validated for standing with what's true. And, you know, in fact, one of the most powerful chapters in my book, and which is featured in the masterclass, is on this new model of energy synthesis, which starts within ourselves. When we acknowledge what our cells are capable of, I mean, that is the basis for how this entire world shifts to what you can call level two civilization. You know, there are galactic sectors where there are millions of years more time to work through the issues that we're dealing with right now, that have technologies that we also have available, because the physics are the same in this universe, where we can extract everything we need literally from water or even the vacuum to power our civilization and to free ourselves from the inevitable wars that are forthcoming, such as the sort of like rare earth elements that are going to be fought over between China and other countries. You can convert water into the entire periodic chart. How did I learn that? Well, because I was studying the cell and trying to understand how it functions, and then ultimately ran into work of Mark LeClaire and others out there that have proven that we can create that new world, and it's beautiful. And, you know, ultimately, we are the most powerful technology that exists in the known universe, and the so-called, you know, elites that are trying to control us and make us feel like worms, right, that are going to go into an inevitable decay of degeneration. This is the information that they are most scared is going to get out. And the information is that you and I and everyone that's on the planet have this incredible ability to heal and generate what we need, because the universe is abundant. They want us to think it's scarce.
And that we're yes.
Gonna, right? That's
they,
what it
they,
is.
They weaponize scarcity. But I just want to underscore that what you said is absolutely true. And that even mainstream physics says that all the heavier elements all came from hydrogen. I mean, that's the official explanation, that the universe started with nothing but hydrogen. And then through, you know, stars, exploding stars and fusion, then you get helium, and then you get heavier and heavier elements, you know, all the way up to gold and lead and whatever else. And I mean, again, all the elements did come from hydrogen, and water is two parts hydrogen. So what you just said, that ocean water can create all the elements, is absolutely physically true, because every element on the table of elements is really just different combinations of, you know, hydrogen, proton, electrons, neutrons, and they can be reconfigured if you have the proper technology.
That's so helpful, because for folks who don't know this, is there's something called sonoluminescence, and you can literally create a little small star in a jar using basically, you know, a sound or
cavitation, right?
Yeah, cavitation. In fact, the pistol shrimp, when it strikes its claw, produces a cavitation bubble that generates the same temperatures as found on the surface of the sun.
It's true.
And, right? So the physics are there right in front of us. In fact, I believe that there are already examples in quantum biology of this phenomena occurring at a micro scale in our cells. And in the book, I go into a little bit. So yes, you got it. This is the new biophysics helps us also live in a universe of abundance, which then completely cancels out their primary agenda, which is to try to divide and conquer, energize dialectics between us, think that there's only a small amount of resources, and of course the whole depopulation agenda. There's more than enough for quite a few more orders of magnitude humans on this planet if necessary. But ultimately, you know, I think their plans are failing, Mike, because we're getting the word out.
Yeah, that's a great point. We are getting the word out thanks to viewers like you who are watching this today. And what you can do to help us get this word out on behalf of literally human civilization is share the word about Brighteon University and this course, Regenerate Yourself Masterclass. Spread the word about Green Med Info, Sayer G's book called Regenerate, and sign up for this class yourself. Watch it, buy it if you can, and share it with others after you've purchase it, or just share the free version. You just like go to the website and watch it. Again, it's brightu.com. That's where you find it. It begins August 5th, I believe, and runs for about 10 days. And you will have options there. Once you register, you'll have options to purchase the full download with accompanying materials. Sayer, what else goes in addition to the full download of all the chapters of this? Aren't there some other things that come with the purchase of it?
Yeah, there's an entire exercise program put together through my dear friend Hamad Shirazi, who was my personal coach for quite some time, because for me, exercise is the way that I stay sane and I access this ecstatic regenerative energy. It's actually by pushing myself in a way that is not harmful to my body, knowing biomechanics and knowing how to slowly get there, because we have a lot of elderly and sick people that we serve. So there's some really simple movement techniques and just getting into the mindset of intentionally moving your body. That is what really starts to turn that downward spiral around. And so that's a big part of what we're offering in the program. And then I go into little rabbit holes like supplementation. Before I created Green Med Info, which, you know, we don't have supplements on the site for a reason. We wanted a conflict of interest free space. I did about 10 years of nonstop help with the public in understanding supplements and which ones to take. And, you know, so that was something that I actually really loved doing. And this was one opportunity in the masterclass to share the ins and outs of supplementation as well. So that's just one of the modules, actually, in the advanced portion.
Yeah, it's really incredible, Sayer, that you offer all of this. Again, it's invaluable. You can't put a price on this as far as I'm concerned. And it just unlocks, this knowledge unlocks the ability to heal, to do things that the medical establishment says are impossible. You know, I always find it so crazy that they say, well, we can treat your cancer, but we can't cure it. You know, there's no such thing as a cure. We won't even stand for any talk. There's no cures. But yet I've interviewed people over the years who have reversed stage 4 liver cancer and went on to run marathons. I mean, mm-hmm. I've talked to people who are on transplant lists and then they healed and now they're fine. I mean, and I myself, you know, overcame many years ago what was becoming type 2 diabetes and never going back to that again. You know, you just change what you eat. But we are taught to be constant, you know, victims. And we're taught to be powerless. And like you said earlier, we're taught to fear scarcity. That, oh, there won't be enough energy. There won't be enough food. There won't be enough oil. You know, there won't be enough of anything, rare earth minerals. So therefore, we have to fight all these wars and you have to give up all your power and rights. Like, that's the model of globalist control. And it's all a lie.
100%. I think, too, it's simple. You know, when people start realizing that they can start adding flaxseed, you know, to their diet, maybe they've been diagnosed with breast cancer, and they realize that this massive body of science confirms that this will help to heal the epithelial tissue in their body. And then nature is winking at us because these little seeds have the same look and the same basic, they look like epithelial cells. They are mucilaginous. They secrete this mucus and they literally heal the prostate and the breast, which are epithelial in nature. And it's just the nature winking at us like walnuts. I mean, come on, you want your brain to function better? There's a reason why it looks exactly like a mammalian cranium with a bihemispheric nut inside.
That, yes.
Right? Has omega-3s in it. And I mean, it's amazing. It's has like that like network that you find in the brain. So yeah, it's pretty clear. The science is caught up with, you know, the poetry of nature itself and sort of traditional medicine and so-called mythology around these healing substances.
Well, let me ask you this. After the collapse of our current civilization, which is happening, we, whoever survives this, we have the opportunity to build the next, you know, human civilization 2.0. We don't have to bring with us all of the false medicine, the fake science, the fake news, the globalism, all that nonsense, the scarcity, the fear. We can choose to live in a world of abundance and healing and joy, can't we?
Absolutely. If our body has everything it needs to even just live, you know, as well as heal from any possible condition, it's just amazing the world we could live in moving into the future, where we prioritize connection, or wealth is defined by being able to give, you know, more to others, or, you know, your level of insight and, you know, creativity, your artistic expression. I mean, it's amazing what we could create together. And, you know, I mean, that's why I'm even very encouraged, Mike, by what you've put together. You've created platforms for people to be able to navigate, like Noah's Ark. What's happening right now with all the toxicity of conventional tech, for example, it's a lifeline. People are excited by what we can create together, for sure.
In fact, I really want to thank you, Sayer, because you're the one who first told me about Cordal. And we have since been working with Jason Crow over at Cordal, and we funded the construction of Brighteon.com on Cordal. And we are just announcing that actually this week. And I've got it on my screen. It's just loading up here right now. So this is actually, we call it Q Brighteon, which is the Cordal version of Brighteon. And currently it's harvesting and publishing these two channels, Brighteon TV and Health Ranger Report, with a lot more channels yet to come. But you see it's populating videos here. But Sayer, this is distributed, you know, peer-to-peer distributed, decentralized, uncensorable video content distribution using the Cordal platform that you introduced me to, that we have now harnessed to make sure that Brighteon can never be silenced. What do you think about that?
I think it's amazing, Mike. I so appreciate you seeing the vision, because what I understand Cordal to represent is that now that we have an alternative to the entire stack, really, of the internet, if they were to do this whole kill switch, and you see the direction they're moving, you know, in with biometrical, you know, requirements to even access the internet, this is going to preempt that from happening. It's like getting ahead of the narrative, right? So that we can, you know, basically succeed without there having to be violence or disruption. And so by you preparing and giving us the opportunity to still have these essential, you know, forms of content, then obviously we won't have to experience the sort of apocalyptic scenarios that I think they have been architecting.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I forgot to mention that we are also open sourcing all the source code for that. So We're giving it away so that everybody else can take this model and they can use it for themselves on Cordal, obviously. And I think we're going to see, you know, dozens, if not hundreds, of different video distribution channels using Cordal, and, you know, hundreds of thousands of nodes running all over the world, completely decentralized, can't be taken down, can't be stopped, can't be censored. You know, this is Web 3.0 right here.
It's amazing because it's not just producing, let's say, a store of value or currency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, right? This is actually providing an infinite service, right, relative to just those functions, which are useful. But this is really what that blockchain is, its ultimate promise. And so thank you for that, Mike. It's really a big deal.
Yeah, good point. It is blockchain powered and node powered, and there are miners or minters, as they're called, under Cordal. So it is, you know, it's a community effort to have freedom of speech, and it totally works. But okay, wrapping this up, Sayer, I just want to thank you for taking the time. First of all, it's always a real joy talking with you because we can go into such great depth with you about these topics. So I really enjoy that.
Same, Mike. I so enjoy our conversations. And yeah, thank you again for offering this. And my greatest joy is being able to give it away for free. And you've made that possible. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And yeah, that's what we're all about, giving all this away for free, you know, including the source code there of Brighteon on Cordal. But for the Regenerate Yourself Masterclass, go to brightyou.com and just click there and you'll get a little pop-up. Put in your name and email address and you'll be able to register and watch the whole thing for free beginning August 5th. And then watch for the launch of this, which is consumerwellness.info, coming soon. There's the two of us right there. And you're going to be able to download free special reports that document scientifically, medically, published science, the extraordinary properties and powers of things like turmeric. That's the first report coming soon, followed by many others. And that's thanks to Sayer G and greenmedinfo.com. So thank you so much, Sayer. It's again, you're a gift to this world, and I'm just glad to know you. And I'm so glad to be able to work with you to get these things out.
Feel the same. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. Have a wonderful day and evening where you are right now, but we really appreciate you. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Okay. For those of you watching, I hope you enjoyed this. I'm sure you did because it's truly fascinating. And if this is the first time you've heard some of these things, get prepared to go deeper down the rabbit hole. You can, again, watch the whole free multi-part course at brightyou.com. It's the Regenerate Yourself Masterclass. And here I am, living proof that you can regenerate yourself because I have all 8 fingers and 2 thumbs, by the way. Last time I counted, anyway. Nothing missing, nothing extra. So I stay away from GMOs. But anyway, feel free to repost this interview on other platforms and channels. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. God bless you all. Thank you for watching. Take care. If you want to protect your health, you need to avoid exposure to toxins like heavy metals that are often found in foods, supplements, and some superfoods as well. Well, what I specialize in at healthrangerstore.com is offering food and supplements, nutritional products, and even storable food that's all laboratory tested in our own private mass spec lab, where we now have, what is it now, at least 6 mass spec instruments. I think it's coming up on 7. But let me show you what I have here on the desk here. Just a small selection. We've got whey protein, raw cashews. You see the freeze-dried blueberries there. Super delicious. You can eat those as a snack. The clean chlorella. This is the most heavily scrutinized lab-tested chlorella product available anywhere in the world. And then there's kale. We have a lot more. We've got freeze-dried mangoes and other fruits and vegetables, and also broccoli sprouts powder and so much more at healthrangerstore.com. If you go to the website, you'll see some of what we have. Here's the 7 Treasures mushroom powder. Here's the organic broccoli sprouts, which naturally contain high concentrations of sulforaphane. We even have organic hard red wheat berries for preparedness and survival purposes. And this has long-term storage, by the way. Oh, and by the way, when it comes to wheat, you also want to make sure that they are tested for not just heavy metals, but also aflatoxins as well. So we do tremendous amount of testing, including microbiology. And then let's see, premium Manuka honey. This is not only a sweetener, but it can be used topically. If you know about Manuka honey, you know that it has multiple purposes, including use as a first aid element for your skin. I can't go into all details right now, but it's very useful. But check all of this out and much more at healthrangerstore.com, and we thank you for your support.